The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
What do we talk about when we are off air? Well, we are talking about Spamalot. I'll be talking about Spamalot in a short few seconds. Hi Connell, shout out for the Junction Tullamore, Offaly's Business Innovation Centre, providing affordable offices, hot desks and training room in a professional co-work space. It actually reads, looks like a cow workspace, but I presume it's a co-workspace. Supporting individuals, business startups, remote workers and expanding businesses. You will find them at The Junction in Offaly. Hi, Connell, please give a shout out to Cottage Chocolate Business, Green's Cottage Chocolate, Knockalock or Knockalock, County Clare, Cundé an Chlár. I am open 7 days a week making delicious chocolate products. If you listen very carefully to the microphone, you'll hear actually me salivating. Call in for a sample. Thank you very much. Cheers. Audrey McCormack. Best contact, you'll find her, is greenscottage.org. Right. There's a festival now on every street corner, with one town trying to woo people from other towns to their location for a weekend or a week. Now, what if the festival came to all of those towns, like the first Irish National Burger Festival, which means that you're all in it together in a collegiate business kind of way? According to my Twitter feed at ConnellOM, I see that Ernest Cantillon travelled from Cork this filthy, wet, disgusting morning to join me in studio, and he's facing me. Good morning, Ernest.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
You are the person behind the Burger Festival.
Yeah, there's a team of us, but I was the one who drew the short lot for the drive.
You were lucky.
I was lucky. I was the winner.
You're on Team SBS.
Okay.
Tell us about the Burger Festival.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We ran it in Cork the last 2 years and it was so successful we decided to go nationwide with us, our first nationwide festival. So we're very excited about that.
And the thinking is different.
Yes, yeah. So we're up to about 27 counties with multiple venues in each taking place. So it's as close to national as you're going to get. And we found, as you said, there's festivals popping up all over the place, celebrating everything. But invariably, the traditional businesses, either there's a barrier to entry and taking part, too expensive or geographically doesn't work. But also, businesses find that they were competing with them. So instead of driving footfall and spend bread in their businesses, it's competing with them. And they were seen as just a marketing exercise. And while that's great for the punters, it's great for the businesses to be able to, smaller businesses to be able to take part for a small fee and make a few bob.
Yeah, 100
bucks.
Euros, isn't it?
Yeah, 95 quid. So I think that makes it accessible for businesses of all size.
What does my 95 quid get me?
So we do is we pool the 95s and try and create a megaphone. So I get it got us here. You know, you heard about the Burger Festa and people are tweeting about it and talking about it. And we provide.
What is the Burger Festival?
So the Burger Festival, there's venues across the country. Originally, I suppose, we thought there would be bars and hotels and restaurants, but a huge amount of butchers have taken part as well, which is brilliant.
That's a clever idea. So they are saying, here's your bit for your burger.
Yeah, I was just watching on Twitter, Stafford's in Enniscorthy, a super-looking business. I've never been there. Have come up with all these amazing different burgers for the week. They had a turkey, spinach and feta burger aimed at gym goers. So you wouldn't think a Burger Festival would be hand-in-hand, but I suppose January and eating healthy. So, you know, it really brings out innovation in what I would deemed to be traditional businesses like butchers.
And is this something that you would apply to far more than just a burger?
Yes. So we've 6 festivals lined up to go nationally this year.
They are.
And this whole idea of festival crew, we bring the festival to you, is where we're going with it. Because people adore festivals. This whole experiential thing is really, you know, in hospitality, in retail, in everything that you do.
Be careful with that one about hospitality. Because it sounds like you might be inhospitable.
If you don't overdo it on the burgers, you should be okay.
You're very hospitable. Yeah.
But really, for us, anything that people feel they're excited about and they feel that a festival can be built around, we're willing to give it a go. So we've a festival called High Spirits coming up in April, which is celebrating gin and vodka and rum and whiskey.
Oh, the perfect connection, because nice come segue. On, tell us the good news.
The good news.
Oh, we didn't know this when we booked you.
Okay, didn't know it ourselves when we arranged it. So I am involved in a product called Kinsale Gin. Myself and my business partners, Tom and Clodagh and Kinsale, we've been on the market for just over a year. We got an invitation to go to the World Gin Awards in London last week. And arrived just hoping to meet some other people and probably, you know, clap on some of the big Irish guys. And suddenly said, oh sorry, you were late, yeah. We said, oh, apologies, you know, we didn't think we'd be here for this. Said, oh, you missed your award, here's your certificate and all this kind of stuff.
No.
I know, because we didn't think we had a chance of winning it. So we won Best London Dry Gin in Ireland.
I am a stickler for timekeeping.
Yeah.
a little lesson to you.
Yeah, lesson
be
learned.
There in time, the next time. That is fantastic.
So we're through to the finals in February.
For the World War.
Yeah, so we're representing Ireland, and there's 10 countries through to the final for best gin in the world. So it's... I was blown away. And the positive reaction has been amazing. Yeah, just over a year.
And what did you know about gin more than a year ago?
I suppose I've been flogging it for all my adult life. And that's how we got into it. We could see consumers asking more and more for different gins and looking to go exploring it from behind the counter as a barman.
That was going to say, what's the family business?
Yeah, so the family business is solicitors. My brother and sisters, my mother and father are all very successful solicitors, but I just wasn't good at the books.
I was going to say, it's no wonder you need the gin.
Yeah, maybe, okay. Okay, you can say that. I can't because I have to go home to them. So that's how I got into this. And my business partner, Tom, as well, is in that in business. So we said, okay, there's something bubbling under here. And we said, okay, let's give it a go. And we both always wanted to manufacture something. You know, we were always selling other people's products. So to create our own has been a dream.
Now, before we let you go, you better tell the world, if they want to join on the Burger Festival, leave aside your gin, you can find the gins in most good places.
Yeah, all carried off licenses, a lot of super and values, a lot
Kinsale,
of good independent ones.
Kinsale gin, well, we'll have a little test of that.
Great.
After January,
okay.
Yeah, after dry January.
Concentrate on the burgers next week.
The burgers. If somebody wants to join your Burger Fest, how do they do it?
So if they go to the Festival Crew Facebook page or Instagram or the Fest Crew on Twitter, they'll see it. There's hundreds of venues across the country. We have listings up. It's still not too late for any festivals. We have people manning all our social media emails today for festivals, for venues to take part.
And for £95, they will get shouted out at if you want.
And we'll help give them ideas and help package them up with different suppliers, whatever they need to create it.
That sounds like good. Listen, will you come back to us again? The programme for about 2 months' time is already full. If Dalman comes back and if you come back, if you are a world
I would love to.
Winner. Are you going to make sure you're there on time, though?
Oh, you bet your life I will, yeah. I'll arrive there early. Alarm clock
that
set.
That is Ernest Cantillon, the wonderfully named Ernest Cantillon. He's real posh. We like posh on the Sunday Business Show. We are going to take a break, after which we are going to talk about how to write your bestseller.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.